you, boys. Thank you. Hi, dear friends. How are y'all? Yes, sir. It's me again, if you don't mind. The old woods rider himself, Jelly Elliott, and all the knotheads gathered up here under the old pine tree. And we are mighty glad you've come our way. We've got some nice tunes picked out for you today that we hope you're going to enjoy. We're going to start things off with Bob playing Black Mountain Rag. Thank you, Bob. Thank you a lot. You know, friends, it's really interesting to me, and I know it's interesting to a lot of y'all, at how people are taking a hand in this forestry work. Now, the forestry boys, the boys that I have dealings with every day and every night, they're very happy about the whole thing. In fact, everybody's concerned is happy, and I'm happy. They're getting more and more careful every day, and they're getting more and more forestry wise. Now, we're really proud of that, ain't you? Well, I know you are. We've come a long ways in the last few years, friends. We really have. All right, that's fine. But we've still got a long way to go. Now, take this story about Tom, Dick, and Harry. I know most of you heard about Tom, Dick, and Harry. There was a Tom Smith. I knew Tom Smith. Well, Tom went fishing one day, and he was very careful. He put out every match. Every time he lit a cigarette, he put out the match, was very careful. He stomped the cigarette. Was real sure it was dug into the ground real good and well put out. He was awful careful. Well, on his way home, driving down alongside the highway, he sees a little small fire just starting alongside the highway where somebody had thrown a match or a cigarette. Well, what did Tom do? He drove on. That's what he did, friends. He really did. Now, there was Dick Brown. He went camping. He went out camp fishing. Now, Dick done a wonderful job of keeping his campfire safe. He cleaned back all the leaves and sticks and everything, and he was very careful. When he got ready to break camp and leave, he made sure that it was dead out. In fact, he carried several buckets of water up the hill to be sure that this fire was dead out. But on his way out of the woods and all, he passed another campground where other people had been camping. And he saw a deserted little campfire. It was still smoking. Well, what did he do? Well, he drove right on, went on home. Well, there was Harry Green. Harry was a farmer. Harry had a nice little farm, and he was a good farmer and a good citizen, a fine fellow. And he had a field that he was planning to burn the trash off, a new ground, in other words, friends. To most of you, it's a new ground. To me, it's just a plain new ground. Well, Harry had cleaned up this new ground, and he was getting ready to burn it off and plow it up and start planting it and crop, you see, and had it ready. New place to farm, in other words. So he went out and he plowed a good fire line all the way around the whole field. And he had all the piles made up nice there in little small piles. And he was going to burn, and he decided to burn on Saturday afternoon. But he didn't tell the local forester boys, the local fire warden, or any of the Firestreet boys, he didn't tell them he was going to burn. And what happened? Well, friends, that makes a mighty interesting story. But right now, I guess we're going to play a tune. And we're going to feature Charlie on this next tune, Charlie Stuckey. Boy plays the bass fiddle, and he sings very nicely, too. And he's going to sing a song called Give a Little and Take a Little.
Give a little, take a little, take a little kiss from me. Take a little, give a little, give a little kiss to me. You're the one, the only one, the girl I'm thinking of. Don't you be afraid, let's make a little trade. Let's give a little, take a little love. Give a little, take a little, won't you give your heart to me? Take a little, give a little, I will give you mine, you see. Don't be shy, you know that I am true as the stars above. Just come into my arms, let's share each other's charms. Let's give a little, take a little love. Take a little, take a little kiss from me.
Yes, darling, go ahead,
take a little, give a little, give a little kiss to me. You're the one, the only one, the girl I'm thinking of. Don't you be afraid, let's make a little trade. Let's give a little, take a little love. Give a little, take a little, won't you give your heart to me? Take a little, give a little, I will give you mine, you see. Don't be shy, you know that I am true as the stars above. Just come into my arms, let's share each other's charms. Let's give a little, take a little love.
Thank you, Charlie, thank you. There it is, give a little and take a little. That's a pretty good thing to remember, ain't it? That's the way we got to go through life, giving a little and taking a little. Friends, I was talking about this farmer, Harry Green, you know. Well, Harry Green, he was a boy that took all the care in the world, but he didn't notify that he was going to burn on Saturday. Well, sir, I was right up in the fire tower that day with a dispatcher when he spotted two smokes, a little smoke and a big one. They were in different directions from the tower and miles apart. It was a long ways apart. Well, so there was only one fire crew available, and the dispatcher took the only action any sensible human being could have taken. Listen.
Longville Tower to fire crew number 3. Ralph, I got a couple of smokes. One's pretty big. We'd better hit it. Section 8, Township 3, Range 2. They're logging in that area. Get going.
Okay, Longville. Section 8, Township 3, Range 2. We're on our way, Unit 4 out.
Now, that crew had a long way to go, about 20 miles. And finally, they called in.
Unit 4 to Longville Tower. Joe, this is Ralph. Do you know where we are? Right in the middle of Harry Green's farm. He's clearing and burning a new field. Best job of keeping a fire safe I've seen. Green's mighty sorry he forgot to call us and let us know he was going to burn today, so here we are.
Now, that was a 20-mile run to a false alarm fire, burning up gas paid for by the taxpayers, that's you and me, tying up men and equipment.
What do you want us to do now, Joe? Hang around here or start on back there?
Calling Longville, Rock Creek to Longville. Joe, that little smoke's building up mighty fast, mighty fast. I think the fire's really cut loose. Better send someone on it. Rock Creek out.
Did you get that, Ralph? That little smoke is a big one now. It's in Section 10, Township 9, Range 2. On your way, boy.
Golly, Joe. That's 40 miles from Green's place. But we're heading out. Call you later.
Well, friends, when the crew got to the real fire, they had a roaring devil on their hands. Well, they put it out, finally. But a lot of fine timber was lost and burned. The soil was damaged. A lot of dollars went up in smoke and ashes. And that's what I mean when I say we all gotta help. Then help some more. All the way. All the time. Here's the next tune. Features Herman on a steel guitar. In fact, Herman's stealing. He's stealing the blues. Thank you. Friends, that is actually what happened. You just made a trip with me up into one of the fire towers. Now you know what goes on up there. That is what actually happened. Friends, we've run out of time, and we're going to have to go as bad as we hate to. We're just going to have to leave you here under the old pine tree, but we'll be back. Before we go, though, here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you, and I do hope you'll keep it in mind. However careful with fire we may be, there will always be those who are not. So sometimes we have double duty to do. Let's do it. And thanks a lot. Well, friends, we've enjoyed the visit here under the old pine tree with you. And we'll be back your way soon. If you'll listen to the local announcer, he'll let you know the exact date and time. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.